that means you had a fast. You did not take drugs. Oh yeah, yeah. Because you can do the church sub genie. If you want LSD, you do the church sub genie. If you want to have DMT, you do 5-bar. That's what you mean.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't have to take.
Yeah,
drugs.
I don't need no DMT because I've already experienced the machinal speech through Xenocrony. Like,
you get that, Bert? Are you still there, Bert?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. So let's go back to. I stuck my face into the alt-slack beehive for decades.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Casey, one of the old sober subjects, going, says, I can't believe a fucking purple's still here. Why would someone be here all these years? Like, I have created a genuine mystery about me.
Yeah.
Not human.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, at a certain point, I remember at one point just to shake it up, if anything, or try to get them to think something that wasn't what they were. It's just such an idiotic line they would keep coming up with. So just to get them to think anything else, I started trying to suggest that, like, don't you think he's, like, a CIA agent assigned to annoy the shit out? Like, how do you hurt the churches? You can't hurt the church in subgenius. The only way you can hurt the church in subgenius is to annoy the shit out of them. So maybe he's not, like, a masturbating pink. Maybe he's a CIA agent. Why would he be doing it for 15 years
if it was
these piddling little rewards you're talking about?
Right. And they always claimed I still live with my mother. And was,
right.
You know, taking care of like an autistic kid or something. Yes, I'm fucking total retard. But the, I was just thinking that if I was running the solar government and all the things I claimed I was doing, why would I hang out with a bunch of loser people, ex-college kids? Well, that was the satire. I purposely went where a busy executive would never go. I show up there and they go, well, this busy executive, why is he here? That's the satire, one of the satires.
Well, it's also taking their hyperbole seriously because it's like, what do you mean? Why would they be interested in churches? Why wouldn't they be interested in the, you know, divine slack church of the true Bob? Like, don't you mean, of course, the head of the conspiracy lurks here?
Yeah, I mean, your Bob is running the world, they claim.
Right.
Well, shit, man, we take that seriously. And, you know, the FBI did visit Stang in the early years. Did you know that?
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
He's having these things and people ranting on. It scared the FBI. They said, well, is this a terrorist group or something? Like, what? They really hate everything, and they're not afraid to say it. And they have these funny devival meetings, not revival, devival. So they went and interviewed him.
Well, they also the first book also was talking about encouraging people to organize their own little local clenches, as they're called. And then in the second book, they were like, "Boy, was that the worst idea!" I think that, and talked about how, like, boy, a way to guarantee a bunch of friction for no reason or something, and the old Discordians should stick apart, kind of thing. But maybe there was also a undertone of, like, if we encourage you to organize into cells, the Secret Service knock on my door. So I'm going to encourage you not to organize into cells.
Right. And if that wasn't bad enough, there is this Canadian Bob Dawes who we will not talk about. Just don't buy his shit.
Yeah.
They even say that in the second book.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. They give you the...
They mention me.
They tell you one thing about how to be a subgenius.
Yeah.
You know, all the whole, like, you know, it's all up to you and everything, but don't buy that one thing. So that's the point, that it's like, you left a thread hanging here, and if you just hold on to it, it'll all unravel. Like, your whole, like, your freedom church here has a condition.
Yeah, it's like Ion, there are no rules except for that rule. We get caught at that point all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's finish up this next point.
I actually should have gone to bed 2 hours ago, but let's finish up.
We're making a tremendous recording, Brian. This is awesome.
I know, that's why I'm still here. I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm not tired. I'm just starting to think, like, oh, no, like, I can't be limited to 2 hours of sleep.
Right.
I'm going to have to wind down for a while after this.
Okay, so just finish the letter. It's such a good letter.
Oh, right. You sure you want me to read the last little bit of it?
Yeah, no, that's okay. Perfect. Yeah.
Now that I've already
you know what, that should be point three.
To not have to explain it a whole lot.
No, this is point 33. There's 3 points. Now you're going to deal with ION.
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of organized it as still being under the sort of a Church of the Subgenes,
right.
Or at least Manippean satire, high watermark.
And in this sense, I do have
landscape.
A genuine question. What was set by a Catholic? Who's the Catholic in the post-McLuhan world? Me?
No. Oh, come on, man. There's only one prominent Catholic satirist out there, really.
Oh, Colbert?
Happens to be, yeah, Colbert.
Okay, I forgot that he was a Catholic. Okay.
Why
don't you put his name after that? Because I don't think people know that.
Well, that's why as it gets to the end of the letter, I start leaving things out. So I don't want to spell it out. And
right.
If they don't care, then they don't care. And if they do care, they should be able to guess which Catholic satirist I mean or something. Even though it's a little bit, I guess it's a little... it's a little skewed by the fact that the timing I'm talking about is not when Colbert first went on the air, but when he, like, devoted a whole segment of his show to addressing the weird subgenius controversy.
Oh, he actually talked about the subgeniuses?
Not explicitly.
Oh, okay.
It was just he did a segment of his show where there was only one way to read it, which was that he was making some kind of an allusion to the...
And he did this right to the day that Ion showed up, right?
Yeah, like 2 days before.
Yeah. It was almost like, okay, Ion's going to replace the true subgenies, so now the true subgenies is an old environment. We can now talk about it.
Yeah.
Not a threat anymore.
Yeah, Colbert did a very novel thing.
Okay, so let's hear how you write about it.
I considered it to be a... anyway, where am I? What am I looking for here? I lost that thread, and I have to get back to it. Oh, yeah, I can go to where I wrote it on the thing. Never mind. Okay, here we go. Okay. Yeah, so I already said the bit about...
Oh, Slack Beehive.
Oh, Slack Beehive, yes. Okay. ION emerged just as a new high watermark for Manippean satire in the post-McLuhan pop culture landscape was set by a Catholic. To the day, in fact. I mean, it's not necessarily the most important point that it was by a Catholic, right? But I'm also just, like, hoping to pique some intrigue in the audience I'm addressing.
Right.
Okay, next point. One of the greatest innovations and running jokes of the subgenius is the way they embrace monetization, including as a literary discipline, i.e., in brackets, how do I get from the point I'm making to send dollars?
Yeah, like how do I
get... A lot of their little rants are like an answer to that question. Like, I have this point I want to make, and I need to write it in the form of a sermon that ends with, so send money.
Yeah, or that I do get money for it.
Right.
Right. How do I get from the point I'm making to, okay, forget all that, I need money. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and make it, yeah, exactly.
You do a brag, and then you say, oh, by the way, you got a dime?
Right. Yeah. So I'm saying that the monetization was an important thing about the subgenius, and I say, Bob never asked for one penny until the new era of ION after the church had been made obsolete.
The church subgenius, yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah, see, that's I thought it might needle some people if I just capitalize the word church and refer to the church when what I mean is the church and the subgenius.
Yeah, they could take it as Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last point. I could say more, even in the worst-case scenario, the whole ION RNA drops thing is a total lie or scam, it is still a potentially world-saving work of genius mad scientism. But I could say more about that, but it would be better if you could arrive at the reason for that thought yourself.
Right, so you say, I could say more regarding... an update of the worst-case scenario, it's not just Bob lying. Bob is making money off a fucking thing, ION and RNA drops, that is a total lie scam. So that's the worst-case scenario. So I could say more, even if it was, it is still a potentially world-saving work of genius mad scientism. You're saying that we're a great parody of mad scientists?
Oh, no, not a parody, a work.
It's being done. I mean, even though it's a lie.
Project, an operation, an experiment.
Right. Okay, yeah, it's still a potentially world-saving work of genius mad scientism. But I'm not talking anymore. It would be better if you could arrive at the reason why it is for that thought, the reason for that thought yourself. So, very good.
Yeah.
So here's what Alex said. We'll just read this quickly. Alex says, I already see people, he comes in, I don't know, an hour later. He says, I already see people heading for the door of this group as the lunatic fringe of McLuhanism rears its head. I repeat, this group is here for discussion and information sharing on McLuhan, his ideas, and his legacy/influence. Any further discussions about Dobbsy's self-promotional claims by either him or his followers will lead to removal from this group. I grant that Bob ferrets out some hard-to-find material about McLuhan, and I'm grateful for that. Please stick to McLuhan-related discussion, or this won't work. It's amazing that he even did that, Brian, that he even was that tolerant of you. I mean, you're talking about Bob's mad world and going into it. Like, they're not interested in some teachers, probably don't even know what it is. I only never heard of. It sounds nuts. If you don't know what you're talking about, it's pretty nutty what you're saying. You know what I mean? You should have been kicked off. I think they're afraid that if you get kicked off.
Actually read the thing, man. You should have been kicked off.
What'd you say? Do that again.
Now that I actually read it, it is pretty crazy what you said.
Yeah. And you're saying I'm thinking that or you're thinking that about yourself?
Well, it's like you just said that.
Yeah, well, it is crazy. I mean, if you don't know what I'm talking about, what you're referring to. But the thing is that I'm amazed he didn't kick you off. But he's probably thinking, no, we've got to keep Bob here. He's fucking revealing interesting archives, you know? We got to keep him here, so he's tolerant.
Well, I mean, I would have been surprised if he kicked me off for just that because of the preface and the whole worst case scenario thing, and the trying to explicitly connect it to McLuhan statement and Manipian satire as a subject. So, I mean, that's why I came back and said, I was like, I thought that Finnegan's Wake as a manual and
Manipian
satire, I thought those were topics of McLuhan-related discussion.
Right. No, it is. That's why they're useless. They don't get how limited their case is. So you respond to him saying, you watch it or you're out of here, and you go, I thought Finnegan's Wake as manual and Manipian satire were central topics of, quote, McLuhan-related discussion, which is what he demanded, McLuhan-related discussion. But the real situation is that I'm a lunatic who should probably leave for fear that people be driven out of the group. So you say, look, I'm talking about McLuhan-related shit, and then you're saying that I'm a lunatic.
Well, the point that I was trying to gesture towards was the kind of thing where it's like you're worried that people are going to be driven out of the group, so I should leave. You're going to drive people out of the group to prevent people being driven out of the group. I mean, maybe that makes sense to you. I don't know. I just noticed that thing about it.
Yeah, now you're saying there, and he has to respond. He goes, no, you're entirely welcome. But stick to what we're interested in and leave the cult of personality alone. Thank you, and I will say no more. And then you say, and then you can go home, Brian. You say, is this a long fucking thing? Oh, God. Oh, you know, you go, that shouldn't be a problem since I've said what I have to say on the subject. To be clear, I have no intention of posting about Bob. I was replying to your reply to a comment, which dismissed, presumably, all of Bob's claims as delusional symptoms of a non-metaphorical disorder. In other words, you're claiming Bob's sick. I had no way of knowing if you considered my non-Bob-related post to be similarly lunatic, but given the comment about people heading for the exit, it appeared so. Obviously, I am an uncredentialed nobody, but I don't think you can reasonably expect to have the last word if those words amount to accusations of mental illness. Some sort of sanity establishing response is required. I am not a follower or victim of any cult. I just think McLuhan scholars would do well to think thrice before dismissing Bob's weird works. That is all. And then right after that, Andrew McLuhan comes on and quotes something I said and agrees with it. He quotes.
Well, no, that was before that. But
oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. It was before. Okay. Anyways, yeah. He liked.
Well, I mean, that was a pretty good diplomatic response from him, I thought.
Maybe that's why he found
something he could agree with.
Right, and maybe that's why Andrew backed off, because that's why Alex backed off. Andrew was not too upset with me, so he didn't want to offend Andrew. What Andrew quoted me saying, I suggest that the successful student of McLuhan's art should develop a training in perception that would ideally be applicable to new developments today. Which, in other words, if you're a smart McLuhanite, you should recognize the new environment that we have created. And Andrew says yes to the idea. So, Brian, we have...
Or at least that being a student of McLuhan should help you understand something other than just what McLuhan meant.
Right.
It should help you understand the things that have happened since McLuhan died.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, that was also a theme. That's why I also responded to what Andrew McLuhan quoted there and just agreed, yes.
Yeah.
Like, things. That's the point, is that Church's subgenius battles over this whole thing is now. It's not an academic question of decades ago.
So then Roxana responds to Brian and Andrew. Now, look at this whack job. She goes, the medium is the large, the genesis, capital G. The genesis continues in an expanded environment where science presents a landscape of nonlinear time and parallel universes already presented by Joyce and Finnegan's Wake. Many McLuhanites stayed in the bonanza phase of the Global Village, that TV show back in the 60s.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, she says, capital M. The message is a vanishing point that expands our perception beyond a fixed point of view and able to embrace the exploration odyssey, even if that means to fall into the maelstrom of the mystery landscape, the encounter with many monsters, and the thundering of new technologies. The effects of new media and probes affect the structure of the cellular.
Damn.
Whoa, that's very good. We understand it, but can you guys read this? Another whack job. Oh, Jesus. Ed, Alex must have had to bite his teeth or fucking tie himself to a chair not to fire the whole thing. Okay. Uh-oh, he does respond. Well, I come in and say, sorry, we'll try to finish this up. Oh, no, I can't go on. I go on and on. Oh, yeah, I come in and quote Dave Neufeld, who does this incredible rant, which I think I read on Tuesday.
Well, that's how I got into deciding to come on. And
This all happened before you showed up.
You read to me what you said, and then what Dave said, and what Roxana said, and I said, well, I got to have my own little say on that. So.
Right, so...
Okay, but I really got to go to bed.
Well, just take another minute. This is it.
4:20 here.
Yeah, Alex says, this group is about the ideas of Marshall McLuhan. Now, did he say this before he answered you? Yes. Okay, so he's already said, this group is about the ideas of Marshall McLuhan, especially in relation to culture and technology today, is not a group for personal self-promotion and braggadocio, which nobody here is interested in. If you want to do that, he's saying to me, please start your own group to which anyone wishing to partake of your self-proclaimed expertise can follow you. Now, he does that. I then post in response 54 amazing McLuhan quotes. And so we end our case here. We have successfully proven over the last 5 hours why McLuhan was not a Catholic. And we thank you, Brian, and your team and the incredible research you did to help me prove this case. You are just
rock and roll, man. Thanks for having me. Thanks for being there, Bert. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, man. Good to talk to you, too. Bert.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Goodbye.
Great day. Good
night.
Good night. 99. So, the punchline, Bert, is any friend of the McLuhan is not a Catholic meme is a friend of mine. We're not a limited Catholic. And then we go on for another 5 hours explaining what that means. It's a tough thing to explain, but here's this guy who goes to Mass every day, and I'm telling him he's not a Catholic. Whoa, how do you do that? Well, I just did it with an incredible, whatever it's been, 5 hours expertise, in-depth analysis, which Bert was hired to be the one audience member who cared and listened to through most of it.
Yeah.
And here we are.
It was great.